Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know, a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions regarding your health and well-being. As we all know, during these times, it is absolutely critical that we have access to the knowledge and to the resources that help to guide us to better health and healing. So that's really the purpose of what this show is about, and that's why we have these in-depth conversations, so you can get some profound wisdom that will allow you to navigate through these times so you can ensure optimal health for yourself, for your family, for your greater community. And as always, thank you for joining me for another one of these profound, amazing conversations that I have in store for you today. And also, if you would like to get the archive shows, I just want to remind you, you can either go to my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, like me there, because I post all of the archive shows on my Facebook page, or you can go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, and I can send the shows right to you. And I also have other additional information, education that I send out to my community as well. So either drcherylselman.com or What Women Must Know, which is my Facebook page. So let's just jump right into a really fascinating conversation, because we're going to be learning all about carbon-60, also known as C60, and its healing power with my guest today, Ken Schwartz. And just a little bit about Ken. He is the founder and chief science officer of C60 Purple Power, a health and wellness company committed to delivering the highest quality carbon-60 products available. Ken earned a Master of Science degree from the University of Colorado at Denver, and he has run several research science laboratories over the course of his career and discovered C60 while developing the MOXIE fusion reactor. During his research, he became aware of the powerful free radical neutralizing properties of C60. He first began using C60 as a radiation protectant while leading a fusion research project. About 8 months after Ken started taking C60, he had a positive experience occur with his health. Ken's personal experience with C60 was so profound that he decided to dedicate himself to the research, study, and manufacturing of C60 Buckminster Fullerene products. And in 2016, Ken founded C60 Purple Power, which offers 99.99% pure sublimated carbon-60, which means it's never exposed to solvents, delivered in 100% certified organic oils made in the U.S. So this is going to be quite an interesting conversation, and I'm just looking forward to this opportunity to learn more about C60 with my guest. So, Ken, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today.
Oh, glad to be on.
So I think we should begin with your journey, because I understand that you had a profound benefit from taking this product, which we're going to get into, of course, in greater depth as we go along. But let's start with your journey, because it's always fascinating to hear of people's personal experience, which has led them to a greater purpose and destiny in their lives.
I was working on a metal oxygen fusion reactor project. And I was running it, and a lot of the scientists who had done previous research in this area kind of died before their times soon after doing this research. So I didn't want to become one of those or my people I was working with. So I kind of went out looking for something to help protect against radiation. And I discovered this stuff called carbon-60. It's also, the science name is Buckminster Fullerene. And they had examples of science studies where, you know, one set of rats would get carbon-60 or C60. The other set of rats, control rats, wouldn't get anything. They'd hit them with fatal doses of radiation. And all the control rats would die, and none of the carbon-60 rats would die. So when I heard about that stuff, I said, well, that's for me. And so I went out, and I bought a couple sources, and I was supplying them to the people during the experiment, and everything went successfully, and I didn't really notice that. I mean, after the experiment was over, I kept taking it. I just seemed I had a little bit more energy during the day, I didn't get those afternoon blahs you get after you eat, right? You kind of about 2 o'clock, you kind of slow down and all that. And it just seemed to, you know, it kind of improved my health. And then it was probably about 7 months after the experiment was over, I went in to see my eye doctor, and my druse, or dry macular degeneration, had disappeared.
Wow. Which is very impressive, because it's not easy to reverse macular degeneration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my eye doctor was very surprised. You know, I go in there, he looks at one eye, looks at the other eye, and he keeps looking at the other eye, keeps looking at the other eye, you know, and that's the bad eye, worse than the other. And then he puts down the little light, and then he opens up the case file. He sits there, looks at it for about a minute, then he takes up the light. He starts looking in my eye again. He's looking there for like 30. You know, I was starting to think my eye was going blind or something. Started to sweat. Oh, my God. And then, you know, and then he puts down the thing, looks at the case file again, you know, looking at the photos, and then picks up the eye, takes a look, and then he told me that my macular degeneration had disappeared, which was the first thing he'd ever seen in his many decades of being an optometrist.
Yes, I would imagine. I just have another question. Did he actually ask you what you did to have that reversal occur?
No, he didn't. He just was rather surprised that it had happened. It took me, a little bit to put two and two together, but because I was a little shocked at the moment. I certainly wasn't expecting that. It had been around for years and getting progressively a little worse every time.
Yes.
But it was just, you know, like a one-off case. But by that time, my electrical engineer in the project, Gary Rodriguez, had developed severe wet macular degeneration. And we had to have some. And you can see before and after pictures, the inside of his eyeball had all these lesions on it. It was pretty terrible. And being an engineer, you know, he's going to lose his – it's kind of hard to be an engineer when you can't see. So I made up some C60 and MCT coconut oil, because MCT coconut oil is really good for you if you have diabetic conditions, which is what originally brought on the problem with Gary. And MCT coconut oil is turned into triglycerides by your liver very rapidly, and they can be used as a flex fuel. I mean, can be turned into ketones by your liver very rapidly, and they can be turned into a flex fuel by your body. So if your cells can't get access to glucose, they can just grab the ketones and use those as a fuel. And after about a year of taking about a tablespoon of C60 and coconut oil, his wet macular degeneration completely disappeared, completely healed up. And so at that point, it was pretty conclusive that C60 had some pretty profound health benefits.
That's an amazing story, because it is so difficult to reverse. In fact, most of the time, you can just do your best to maintain it from progressing. But healing it is a whole other story when it comes to macular degeneration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite amazing. And, you know, I talked to my eye doctor about, you know, various treatments that you could get for it. But he really never recommended anything, because he said most of the side effects of the treatments are worse than the disease.
Wow. So let's talk about carbon 60, or should we call it C60? I guess most people know of it.
Yeah, C60 is probably it's the common nickname.
So let's start at the beginning, because the researchers who developed it were awarded a Nobel Prize in chemistry in 1996. We'll talk about that. Let's talk about the role. Why is Paul of Fullerenes, or Buckminster Fullerenes, and who Buckminster was. So let's get into a bit of that history.
Yeah, if we go back, some of your listeners may recall, Buckminster Fuller, probably in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, he was most known. He was one of the creators of the geodesic dome. And so that's probably his main claim to fame. And he was also a futurist on several other things, tensegrity and in synthropy. And anyway, so he was pretty popular, kind of a polymath guy. And in the late 1970s, I believe he predicted that this molecule, C60, would be discovered and it would have profound health benefits. So, which is kind of amazing, because it hadn't been discovered yet, that it even existed, let alone had health benefits. That took much longer. So that's because the three guys, Harry Croteau, Richard Smalley, and Robert Pearl, who got the Nobel Prize in 1996, were also aficionados of Buckminster Fuller. So they named the carbon 60 molecule C60 Buckminster Fullerene in his honor.
Do you know what it was that gave Buckminster Fuller that vision of the C60 being discovered?
Well, he had always been working in, you know, geodesic domes. And part of that is he would make also, you know, spherical things. And he imagined that you could get carbon could form. And if you could imagine, you know, it's obviously just talking here, but a C60 molecule, 60 carbon atoms shaped exactly like a little soccer ball. So if you want to think what a C60 molecule looks like, it is exactly the same as a soccer ball. And it should theoretically, you know, you can come up with these things playing with, you know, models, but to actually have it discovered, that's quite another thing.
So it was discovered, and it's taken a while for people to bring it into the marketplace and to understand all of its benefits. And maybe we can explore what is C60 exactly? How is it operating in the body? Why is it facilitating such profound healing benefits?
Okay, well, it kind of started after it was discovered. They got a Nobel Prize in 1996. It was really, really hard to make. Even today, high-purity C60 costs more by weight than gold. So it's not easy to make, and was even harder in the past. And so it was a long time. It wasn't until the early 2000s that they had enough C60 to do animal testing. And obviously the first thing they wanted to do was to test its toxicity, right? Here's some new molecule that's been discovered in outer space, and what could it possibly do? And so one of the famous studies, the Bocce study, they started giving rat C60, and they discovered that it almost doubled their lifespan by completely preventing the occurrence of cancers, cognitive decline, and other diseases associated with aging.
Wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah, and they had other studies. They did another one with mice. One of the problems, the Bocce study took 5.5 years, and the last two rats, they stopped giving the rats because, you know, they had three sets, control rats, rats that were giving olive oil, and then rats with olive oil at C60. One of the things about C60, it's hydrophobic, so it won't dissolve in water, so it has to be dissolved in an oil. And what we, you know, originally was done in olive oil, but we also offer C60 Purple Power, also offers it in MCT coconut oil and avocado oil. So they just basically gave the mice this, and they gave the mice, and it significantly increased their lifespan and got rid of cognitive decline associated with that type of mice.
So that was the beginning of realizing that there was something really powerful about this molecule and its impact on the body's ability to use it for healing and regeneration. Obviously, it's not a pharmaceutical product, so fortunately, it's still in the realm of a nutraceutical.
Yes, and I mean, there are some human studies. There's lots of animal studies. We have four human studies, and I know of a couple more that are underway but haven't been published. One was in Japan. They made a topical cream with C60, and they found it significantly reduced wrinkles in Japanese women. And also they found that C60 decreased hair loss in men. So they did that experiment, and which was another topical application. And then they had a couple others where they used human skin cells in the test tube, and they found C60 provided significant protection against UV light. And in another experiment with human cells, they found that it moderated the allergenic response of mast cells that produce histamines. So, and then later in animal studies that came from that, they found that C60 prevented the cytokine storm that you get with allergic reactions and other hyper reactions on that. And it's, I mean, there's just, oh, the animal studies are quite amazing. I mean, they had rats with arthritis. They created rats, you know, I know it's rabbits with arthritis, and they had that happen. Then they gave them C60, and not only did C60 get rid of the inflammation, the C60 is an antioxidant, but it actually stimulated stem cell growth, so it regrew the cartilage in the rabbit's knees.
Wow. So to tell us how C60 works in the body, what is happening when you take C60 that is creating some of these many varied healing effects?
Well, C60 is considered one of the world's most powerful antioxidants, but it's a selective antioxidant. It only interacts with basically two oxidative species. One is superoxide, and that's the most damaging oxidative radical your body produces. It's produced a lot in the mitochondria, the little powerhouses of your cell, which give you ATP and lots of other important chemicals for your body. And it reacts with the hydroxyl radical, which is the one that's primarily produced by radiation. And that's the second most powerful oxidative radical in the body. What's really interesting about C60, it's a selective antioxidant in that it doesn't interfere with any of the signaling molecules. And that's like, for instance, the nitrogen oxides, those will dilate the capillaries or shrink them. They're really important. It doesn't interfere with hydrogen peroxide, which is used by the cells and the body as a signaling molecule. And it didn't interfere with other signaling molecules based on sulfur, iron, and zinc. And that's really important because, you know, you have to keep a balance between reactive oxidative species and antioxidants in your body. And you got to have a little of both because, you know, the body uses some of those oxidative radicals as signaling molecules. And because C60 doesn't interfere with any of the signaling molecules, they gave it at rats basically at 10,000 times what a person might be taking, what's found to be a health beneficial dose. And C60 had no toxicity at all. So that's really good because C60 has no toxicity at any level from scientific testing.
So what are some of the things that people are experiencing when they take C60? And by the way, are there any contraindications from taking C60?
Yes, there are. One of the things we don't, if you want to take C60, we recommend you not be taking blood thinners. Or if you are going to be taking C60 with blood thinners, consult with your doctors. One of the things that C60 does most efficiently is increase mitochondria health or mitochondria functionality.
Mm-hmm.
C60 has been characterized as an SOD mimic. That's superoxide dismutase, and that takes care of superoxide, which is produced in plenitude in your mitochondria. And as we get older, our cells, and especially senescent cells, don't produce as much SOD as they used to. So the mitochondria in our cells kind of have to turn down their furnace. And so when that happens, you don't get ATP, which is the energy molecule of the cell, but you also don't get things like pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is the precursor molecule for all the hormones. So when people take C60, your hormone levels rise, but that means all of your hormone levels rise. Your pineal gland will get you, will give you more melatonin. Your pituitary will give you more human growth hormone and all the others it produces. Your thyroid gives you more T3 and T4. And in your adrenals, there's things produced in the cortex called mineral corticoids. And the mineral corticoids regulate the, quote, blood thickness in the blood. And so when you take C60, it restores function to adrenal cells. And then they start by mitochondria producing pregnenolone, which is the precursor molecule for all the hormones, which are then turned into mineral corticoids. And so if you're taking C60, you can have a problem causing, quote, thick blood goes away. And if you're on warfarin or one of those other blood thinners, your blood can become too thin.
Well, so let's just, that was a lot that you just shared with us. So basically, C60 has the capacity to regenerate the hormone production of the major endocrine glands of the body. Do I have that right? Do I have that right?
Yes, that is right. Yes,
you know. I was going to say the implications of that are profound for our health, managing stress and all the downstream effects of stress, and stress hormones. You know, getting women getting their hormones back into balance, men getting their hormones back into balance, being able to sleep by producing melatonin. I mean, generating human growth hormone would be profound for rejuvenation and regeneration for people.
Yes, and like we have examples, like we had a 7-year-old guy. He sends us, you know, they send us a lot of love letters of telling of their experiences with C60. And so he had gone into his doctor, and the doctor had found out he had like a testosterone level of 350, right? So the doctor gives him creams, and it took him back up to 700. And then he started using C60. He goes into the doctor, gets tested again, and now he's at 1200. So the doctor took him up back off the creams. And we've also had, similar things with females on estrogen replacement therapy. But the thing about the C60 is it increases hormones all through the body, right? Because what C60 does, it lifts the oxidative burden at the cellular level. And that means things like your mitochondria and your endoplasmic reticulum and other organelles within the cell can now function fully. So, you know, you're making pregnenolone, you're making ATP, the energy molecule of the cell, which gets all the jobs done. Mitochondria also do calcium buffering in the cell, which helps a lot with nerves. And they also make a lot of base precursors for DNA, so it helps in DNA synthesis. So when you have healthy mitochondria, you have healthy cells, and that you get an increase in your health.
Oh, exactly. That's so profound. And, you know, what I love about what you're saying, I'm not a proponent of estrogen replacement therapy and hormone replacement therapy, even bioidentical hormone replacement. You know, I have a lot of concerns because there are risks involved, and also because there are natural ways to help support women in regenerating hormones and getting back into balance naturally. So what I'm hearing you say that C60 is another one of those amazing molecules because it's creating and rebalancing the system in really profound ways. And like you said, supporting a healthy mitochondria, which is so vital for our health. The body can come back into homeostasis and make what it needs in a proper way rather than and being stressed and creating more free radicals and more stress hormones or whatever else that can push it out of balance.
Yes, and that's it's balance. See, that's the key. It's everything, you know, your pineal, your pituitary, and the hormone system is so complex, and they're always interacting. The pituitary gland produces a whole bunch of hormones, which then regulate the other hormone-producing organs like the thyroid, the thalamus, or the adrenals. And so it's a complicated feedback loop. And if you just do hormone replacement therapy for one or two hormones, it just could never balance correctly.
Wow, that's so exciting. Did Dr. Mensch see this? Is that his vision that this molecule, when it was discovered, would have the ability to really support the body's ability to rejuvenate and regenerate?
Yeah, it's. I think he did. You know, maybe Buckminster Fullerene did something like, you know, a remote viewing, or in that sense, that somehow he could see into the future and in some way and kind of see what the end results of the discovery of this molecule would be.
Because the profound thing about something like C60. And this is often a challenge for people to get their heads around. It's like we're not naming diseases. We're not trying to cure a condition. We're trying to restore homeostasis and balance to the body so the body can operate in an optimal fashion. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like with your macular degeneration, by giving yourself the C60, which helped to address whatever free radical damage, I mean, whatever else, or just enhance the production of all the key components of the mitochondria, your body was able then to heal and repair. You weren't specifically going after your macular degeneration at all. In fact, it probably wasn't even in your thoughts that it would be affected.
Not at all. And another thing we've discovered, it took us a while, but people that have been taking C60 for a long time, they go to get a telomere test in, and their average telomere test was, a telomere length was increasing. And it took us a while to figure out what was going on, but eventually we did. And one of the things that C60 does is, our bodies are full of what we call senescent cells. They're zombie cells. And usually what's happened, their telomeres have gotten too short for them to reproduce, but the cell doesn't really want to, you know, die. And so what it does, it kind of turns down the furnace in the cells, and it goes from an oxygen-burning method, which is the ATP process, to more of a fermentation method, which is only like 1/20th as efficient as the oxygen-burning method. And it kind of, one of the ways it does that, it stops providing SOD to the mitochondria. So the mitochondria in the cells, you know, they basically have to turn themselves off and go into the fermentation process themselves to survive. And that's basically what a senescent cell is. It's just draining energy, and it's not contributing really anything into the body. Well, what we discovered is that when people take C60, it's an SOD mimic, superoxide dismutase. So the C60 would get absorbed in these senescent cells, and the mitochondria would turn themselves back on. And during that process, the mitochondria, they start making ATP, but they also send messages to the nuclear DNA, the main DNA in the cell. And if the mitochondria don't get the right messages back, they initiate apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. And so what happens is basically that C60 causes a whole lot of apoptosis, through the apoptosis process, they break down into apoptotic bodies, which then phagocytes come and eat up, and it's a non-inflammatory process. So that doesn't inflame the body. And then what happens, that stimulates stem cell production to replace those now missing cells. And, of course, when you have a stem cell, it's like a baby cell. It has its full set of telomeres. And so when it converts into whatever tissue type and it goes into, you know, whatever it is, it has a full set of telomeres. So what happens is it appears that the average telomere length of the body increases. Literally, the body is getting younger. And there's interesting consequences from that when you're taking C60.
What you said just now, Ken, is so profound because, first of all, if you are able to lengthen telomeres, which, you know, the general knowledge about telomeres is as we age, they shorten, and they're like, it's often described as the little caps on the ends of shoelaces, and as they shorten, then your DNA can no longer properly duplicate and repair, and you begin the decline to death. So if you can actually lengthen telomeres, you're lengthening your life. You are actually in a rejuvenation process that supports the body for not just longevity, but for healthy longevity.
Yes, and I can give you some examples of what happens. Now, what's happening is there, usually what a telomere test is, they'll do a swab in your cheek, and so it'll take a bunch of cells from your, you know, a bunch of cells, and then they break those cells up through various processes, and then they measure average telomere length for a whole bunch of cells. So, but what's happening is, you know, we're getting rid of all the old, really old cells with super short telomeres and replacing them with cells, you know, stem cell replacements, which have almost a full set of telomeres. And I'll give you an example, like Sierra, she's our marketing director in the company, and when she started working for C60, she had zero function in her thyroid. She had gotten Hashimoto's disease, I believe 20 years before, when she was in her early 20s, and had been on replacement medicines for that whole time. Well, it's been about 3.5 years that she's been on C60, and she's been able to get off 2/3 of her thyroid medication.
Wow. Yeah.
And we think what happened is, because she had all kinds of damaged cells in her body because of condition she was when she was younger and Hashimoto started. So it appears what is happening is the C60 went into the thyroid and wiped out a bunch of those senescent cells, those zombie cells, which weren't doing anything. Uh-huh. And then they were replaced by stem cells, which have a full set of telomeres and have genetics, which is functioning correctly. And that's why it's happened progressively over time, because over time, the old cells are going away and they're being replaced by new cells, which can actually do the job the thyroid was supposed to do. And that appears to be the cause of that change in her getting rid of two-thirds of her medication. And we've had other people, like they had 30% loss in their kidneys, right? And the nephrologist told them, oh, it's progressive, it'll never go away, it's just going to get worse and worse. Well, about 6 months after C60, she goes into her nephrologist, and she's got 100% kidney function, right? And the nephrologist can't understand how that happened.
You know, that statement right there is quite profound, because there's a big problem with kidney disease right now, and people who are diabetic or at risk of kidney disease, kidney failure, kidney dialysis is generally the only recourse for people with progressive kidney disease. The fact that what you're telling us, that you know somebody who has reversed that process of kidney degeneration and created a healthy kidney and basically reversed the kidney disease entirely, is, you want to shout that to us from the rooftops. That's amazing.
Yeah. But I think the human body has an amazing capacity to heal. And C60 doesn't heal anything. It doesn't, it lifts the oxidative burden that your cells are under. And once that oxidative burden has been removed, then the cells can operate the way that they're supposed to be operating. And that's what really brings the healing about.
Yes, so fascinating. You know, we live in a world that generates so many free radicals in the body, from toxic foods, from stress, from EMFs. There's so much concern now about the 5G that's being installed, which is going to create tremendous amount of free radical damage. So it sounds like C60 can help us be an antidote to the effects of all this excessive free radical damage. As we said earlier, you know, the body needs enough. So there's a certain amount of free radicals that occur that are important and necessary for our health, but it's this overproduction, this constant exposure to things that are generating free radicals that is wearing the body down.
Yes, I think C60 can help in that way. But, you know, C60 isn't a magic pill. I mean, if you want a really good health, I mean, you've got to be eating good foods that aren't, you know, contaminated with glyphosates and other things. I mean, they found, like, just eating organic fruits and vegetables, in 2 weeks, people were able to reduce 90% of their pesticide and herbicide burden. And, of course, drinking clean water that's, you know, doesn't have all the toxic residues in it and fluoride and all that other nastiness, that's really important. And just staying out of toxic relationships and other, you know, other emotional situations like that. I mean, there's just so many things that we can do to improve our lives, but it takes a lot of effort. And, you know, you've got to make that effort to get better health. Otherwise, you know, there is no magic pill which can save you.
But the fact of the matter is, you can eat healthy, which I always say we need to address and balance ourselves physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. It's not just focusing on food. It's not just focusing on exercise. It's not just focusing on emotions. We need an integrated, holistic roadmap to bring ourselves back into balance. However, there are certain things that certain conditions, like go back to the kidney disease and the destruction of the thyroid, there is more required to repair and regenerate those organs than just available through food, diet, and most nutritional support. So we need something that would really help to facilitate a profound change in regeneration in the body. We can offer that.
Oh, yeah, in today's modern environment, there's just so much stuff. I mean, no matter what you do, you're still going to get contamination in there. And kind of C60 can get in there and sort of help protect you for all of that extra stuff that's just out there now. And there's no way, I mean, there's just so many things. I mean, they're in personal care products. They're in, you know, products in your house or you're driving around in your car. I mean, there's just endless sources. So C60 kind of gives you that little edge to maintain a low oxidative burden and promote health.
So a couple of questions I have. Can this be used for children?
First off, C60, it's not approved or disapproved by the FDA. You know, it's been used in a lot of scientific research. There's a lot backing it. But we can't really recommend it for children. It's really an adult choice, mm-hmm. and we don't recommend it for pregnant women or nursing mothers either, because there just isn't the studies there, and any studies, animal or human. So we just would rather err on the side of caution in those areas.
Okay, but animals.
On animals, they don't really have there just isn't any tests on pregnant animals or young animals.
No, can it be used for pets for dogs or cats or animals that are dealing with health issues?
Oh yeah, pets do fantastic. I mean, you can go up our website, C60 Purple Power, and I think we have a YouTube channel, and you can see like all these really, really old pets that were just lying around, couldn't really do anything, and you give them C60 and now they're running around, real frisky, like they were just years and years younger. And so you can't, placebos really don't work with pets. So that's kind of something you can just see the results right there.
So in looking for a C60 product, because you were so inspired by this, you went out and created a company that is a C60 company.
Yeah, it kind of started, first I wasn't really intending to. It just kind of happened. Once I had my health benefits, I started making it for Gary, Rodriguez for his stuff, and other people I knew that had health problems, they were using it. So it was really just friends and family. And then my alternative doctors heard about it. I talked about it with them, and they started using it, had good results, started giving it to their patients. And, one thing led to the other. And then one day I was an internet person named Sarah Westall, had Cliff High on, another internet influencer, and Cliff had mentioned how it saved his and his wife's house and his and his wife's lives. And, that sales went through the roof that day. And then that kind of what, that's what kind of like the 100th Monkey event that pushed C60 into the public consciousness.
And what do we need to know about C60 products, Ken?
Well, first off, most of the big manufacturers out there that have been around for a long time, they're making a good product for their customers, and because they use it themselves. But just like the CBD market, we've had a lot of fly-by-nighters come in, and they're either selling products with no C60 or low concentrations or bad purity. Things your customers should know is the first thing you want to, if you're the type of C60 you want to get, is sublimated C60. And if your people remember from high school chemistry class, sublimation is like the cousin of evaporation. It's when a solid turns to a gas and back into a solid. And that's in the separation of C60. When they make C60, they basically take two carbon rods and a light helium atmosphere and run a bunch of electricity through them and turn it into a pile of ashes. They're kind of making it the same way it's made in the atmospheres of giant red stars, where it's produced in outer space. It's also found on Earth in meteoritic impacts and lightning strikes, and even the burnt wick of a candle will have something like 0.25% C60 in it. But to get super high purity, it's got to be done, laboratory quality. And there's one way is the sublimation method, where you basically just heat up those ashes with C60 in them, and the C60 turns to a gas, it floats to the other side of the sublimator, where it condenses back into pure C60, and that's how we get 99.99% pure C60, which is the purity level you want. You want to look for 99.99% pure. Other people that produce C60 or purify C60 through the solvent process, and they use methyl benzene, which also known as toluene, which is a kind of a nasty industrial solvent. And it's a long process, but that basically they can dissolve C60 in this. And then they send it through diffusion columns, and then they flush it out. And now you have a solution of C60 and the solvent. And then they bake the product and try to drive out all the solvent. But no matter how much you bake it, you can never really get it all out. And so And so, you know, there's always like a little bit of toluene left. And so that's why you look for what is called sublimated C60, because that process has never been, any sublimated C60 has never been exposed to any solvents, and it's the purest you can find in the market.
Right. So I think that's great for people to know, because they can ask questions and find out what the process is for companies making it. But you've put together a really superior product in your company. So because you pride yourself on making it 99.99% pure and you're using a sublimated process, how do people take it? Tell us what would be the average form, dose, frequency. What do you recommend?
Well, as I mentioned before, it can't be dissolved in water, so it's be dissolved in oils. And we pick the three healthiest oils, and each one of them has their benefits. Of course, we know about olive oil, right? The Mediterranean diet olive oil has been used for centuries, for thousands of years, in fact. And it's a very healthy oil. And then we also have, but sometimes it's a little strong. In my case, everybody was selling it, when I first went out there, was selling it in olive oil. And I kind of have a sensitive digestive system. So if I was to take, like, you know, a tablespoon or more of olive oil, you know, it kind of might go kind of through me quickly. So that was a problem. So I started putting it in avocado oil, which is another easily digestive, stable oil. And I find I can take a lot more using the avocado oil because my body finds it easier to digest. And then for other people, like for my friend Gary Rodriguez, who had type 2 diabetes, developed that really bad wet macular degeneration, I put it in MCT coconut oil, because MCTs, they're called medium-chain triglycerides, and they can be turned into ketones. This is a flex fuel, right? So if you can't get a hold of glucose, your cells can use the ketones. And so that's for people with glucose processing issues and athletes. Athletes like MCT coconut oil because it gives them like a boost of energy right away. And so that's kind of their preference. MCT oil holds a little less C60 than avocado or olive oil, but if you need it for the reasons I talked about earlier, it's a good choice.
That's great. You know, I always advise people who are taking oils to consider taking a digestive enzyme at the same time, because so many people have compromised digestive systems that they have difficulty digesting oils of any sort. So I don't know whether you found that, but because this is based in oils, it just might be something people can consider if they have issues with digesting oils.
That's excellent advice, yes, especially as, you know, the gallbladders aren't working this good, especially in older people. So, yeah, I suggest that enzymes are a very good thing for people to be taking, especially as you get older. And also, we were important on what we chose to do. We didn't want to have, like, a lot of these people, one of the worst things in the American diets all over the world is seed oils. There's all these, and seed oils are really omega-6 and omega-9 rich and cause inflammation. And that's things like soybean oil, canola oil, safflower oil, corn oil, sunflower oil. You know, these oils can cause inflammation in the body, and they aren't really good for you. And then the other side of the thing, there's really great oils for you, like flaxseed oil or fish oil or even hemp oil. But the problem, these are really omega-3 rich and go rancid really fast. And so for those oils, you have to buy them in the refrigerated section of your health food store. Never buy fish oil or krill oil off the shelf. It's almost guaranteed.
Right. Yeah. You still there? I feel like I'm losing you. Ken, are you there? I think I did lose Ken. Okay, well, hopefully he'll come back on the line soon. You know, just talking about this conversation with C60, I personally am inspired by what Ken has been sharing with us today. I actually have to start taking some myself because it just sounds amazing. It just sounds like an amazing product. That Ken, are you back?
Yes, I am. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know what happened either. I was just saying how impressed I am with what you've been sharing and why I personally will be taking some C60, put it into my protocol. So I do have another question about taking it. So how much is recommended? What would you say is some dosing for people to consider?
Well, what people want to start out with is you probably want to start out with maybe half a teaspoon and then work its way up. Let's say if you were, let's say, a 100 to 60, 100 to 50-pound person, and you're in, let's say, your 30s or 40s, probably a teaspoon would be appropriate, right? If you were bigger, you'd probably want to use more. But and so that's kind of the size thing. Then the other is aging. So if you were, like, in your 60s or maybe 70s, and you were 150 or 160 pounds, probably a tablespoon would be more appropriate, which is basically twice a teaspoon. It just kind of increases it with age and size.
So can you overdose? Can you take too much? You had a couple of teaspoons a day or tablespoons a day?
Yeah, you actually C60, well, you can have, first there, C60 does have a bit of a stimulatory effect. So you want to make sure that you take it in the morning, because if you take it late at night, it can keep you up. So that's just something to be aware of. And also the thing is that, you know, C60 really didn't have any toxicity in any level, which is, you know, like a gram per kilogram, and people will probably be taking, you know, 0.1 milligram per kilogram or something like that at the most, you know. But the problem is that C60 is in oil. So really, you're never going to overdose on the C60, so you don't probably want to take too much oil. So that's the limiting factor. And that's why all, you know, avocado oil, I think, is the most, holds about the same as olive oil, and that's most easily digested. But there's some people that really like olive oil, so that's great. Or people might want to take MCT oil, but that's MCT coconut oil, but you probably want to do that with food. And it's usually to start small and then kind of work your way up gradually. From scientific studies say that C60 stays in the body anywhere from 4 to 10 days. It stays in different organs at different times because it passes the gut-blood barrier, and then it passes the blood-brain barrier, goes everywhere into virtually every cell in your body. And sometimes people get, there can be a little bit of detox when you first take it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people notice that when they first take it, especially people that have a lot of mouth metal, you know, the mercury fillings, the amalgams that they have in their mouths, they get like a metallic taste in their mouth. We found in scientific studies, they found that T60 will turn mercury hydroxide, which is a biologically active form of mercury, into mercury oxide, which the body can excrete from itself. And it also appears to dislodge, it's a little bit bigger than mercury atom. It has a kind of a positive 2 charge, kind of like mercury. And so T60 appears to dislodge inorganic heavy metals from the body. So sometimes people will have like a slight metallic taste for 2 or 3 days when they first take C60, and then it goes away, and then they'll notice the health benefits of it. So C60 does appear to flush heavy metals from the body through a not fully understood process.
And that is another really important point that you just made. So it actually helps to remove heavy metals safely from the body.
Yes, because what it is because remember, your heavy metals are in the micrograms, you know, millionths of a gram, and you're taking C60 in the milligrams, so it's like neutralizing it from active biological forms, and it's also dislodging it from places that it's been hiding, but because there's so much C60 relative to the metal in your body, it kind of prevents it from resettling, and then the body's own natural process can grab that metal and flush it out. So, which is a really cool benefit.
Oh my gosh, it really is. That's so profound. In the few minutes we have left, first of all, I want people to know that your website I think I have it here, go.c60purplepower.com. Is that correct?
C60purplepower.com.
Okay, it's c60purplepower.com. And I also want people to know, because you've been really generous, if people put the coupon code with my name, Dr. Selman, if you want to try it, you'll be able to get a discount. I believe it's a 10% discount we're offering.
And if you put it in and we do have a sale with something more on, you'll still get credit for the sale. So just kind of go there and support the podcast producer.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. So 60purplepower.com. I'm sure people are curious to know why you named your company Purple Power. So can you answer that one?
That's because C60 dissolved in a clear oil like MCT coconut oil turns it purple. And you can actually just tell the quality of the product by looking at its color. For things like olive oil and avocado oil, they're kind of like a tannish color. And so it kind of turns them a deep amber. I guess tan plus purple equals amber. But one of the things, but for a clear liquid like MCT coconut oil, you just look at the color of your product and you can know what the concentration is. And that's what, because C60 is purple, that's why I named the company C60 Purple Power.
Well, you know, this has been such an amazing conversation, Ken, and it started out with, your journey and your curiosity from your totally different work, totally different, and has led you into creating a company that is offering this very profound healing product. And, I've just really been impressed with what you are doing, what you're bringing to the public, the purity of your product, that commitment that you have to make really a superior product available, plus helping to get out that word about C60, which I think, it needs to be promoted. People need to learn about what this amazing molecule can do. So, thank you so much for all the great work you have put into bringing this to market and sharing it with the world. And, in the couple of minutes we have left, is there anything you want to add that we haven't covered that you think is important to share?
One of the things I always, like to emphasize is let people do their own research and then make decisions for themselves, because I just think that's an important thing. And so there's lots of research on C60 out there. And one of the things is that C60 is only biologically effective when it's dissolved as single molecules, like either in an oil, and they have a form called polyhydroxynated, which makes it water soluble. But particles of C60 have no health benefit and are actually inflammatory. So when you're out there looking at a research study, make sure you're looking at, that the C60 is a dissolved product and not just like crushed particles. Because it has to be dissolved to be biologically active and helpful.
Well, this has been so enlightening. And again, thank you so much for being with us today, for the hard work that you've put into creating this product and the company that's bringing it into the world. Thanks again for everything you do. And I'm very inspired by what you've been sharing with us, Ken, and I certainly intend to be using some Purple Power in my life. So thanks again for being here and for, your research and dedication.
Well, thank you for having me on and letting me kind of spread the message about the benefits of C60.
It's quite an education, so thanks again for being with us. And for everyone listening, we've been having this amazing conversation with Ken Schwartz, who is the founder of C60PurplePower.com. I trust you've been inspired as I have been, so you may want to give C60 a try for your, you know, it's for your healing, for your rejuvenation, regeneration. And as always, it's come to be a fascinating conversation. I hope you'll be joining me every week here on What Women Must Know. And until next time, may you always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.